Disrupting Patriarchal Legacies, Part 2. The Effect of Patriarchy. For Gabor Maté, 2008, a physician specializing in childhood development and trauma, the attempt to escape pain is what creates the most pain. Due to our inability to bear pain and, at the same time, remain open to the experience, we build protective mechanisms, shelve emotions, and condemn vulnerability. We start to defend ourselves from the circumstances that weaken us because we want to avoid the memory of impotence from the shocks of pain. But with compulsory avoidance, we begin to replicate, collectively and at all times, our personal wound. The automatism in avoiding pain and difficult emotions is due to the validity of patriarchy as the modus operandi of the society of industrial growth. There is a mindset which is cause and effect of the survival of patriarchy that overemphasizes self-improvement, competition, domination, and the go-ahead-at-all-costs philosophy. Since we were born, this worldview has been present in our neural circuits, restricting our responses to challenges. In the face of any sign of pain, the nervous system leads the body and mind to the defense response. So, when not worked through, our wounds keep us stuck in self-preservation mode, the emotional fight-or-flight state. Thus, we spend our days busy defending ourselves against life. The energy spent on pain relief or on the automatic defense response compromises the development of inherent potentials. As we dissociate ourselves from the world around us, or try to control everything and everyone through rationality, reactivity, and aggressiveness, we become traumatized species that specializes in creating trauma around us. Wounds left unanswered dampen the inner impulses that guide us toward the expression of the authentic vision we would like to share with the world and toward gentle collaborative participation in our collectivities. But the point is that every day, big and small problems open up symptoms of deep wounds that are potential gateways to perception and transformation. Admitting this is the height of personal responsibility, a mark of emotional maturity, and the possible way to promote human evolution. When enough of us do this, humanity will be transformed.